You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
Well, I'm so excited about today's program because we are going to be talking about this program and several programs beyond this program about prophecy. Prophecy is God telling us the history in advance. You know, we're sitting at a time of day where you're hearing, you know, many, you know, controversial, well, actually one prophetic word that says left and the other one says right. If you flip your channels on television, you'll hear people say it's the best of times. Some other people say the worst of times. All those things can actually happen simultaneously. Some people are actually thinking and saying and prophesying that it's just going to be this golden age coming and that it's all going to be perfect. But if you read the Word of God, if you read the book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, you find it's not like that. As a matter of fact, this is Pastor John Kilpatrick talking about what it's really going to look like. It's going to be the best of times and the worst of times. It's going to be awesome and it's going to be evil. Check it out.
It's interesting. One of the things that the Lord has shown me, I think that many people feel like that in the last days, God's going to send revival and revival is going to sweep the nations of the earth and we're going to move into some kind of a golden age. That's not going to happen. I believe revival is going to break out in a powerful way. I believe that for sure. But the Lord said that revival and darkness will be right there together. Evil men will wax worse and worse, and the righteous will become more righteous. Right there under everybody's noses. Just like President Trump is being buffeted and fought on every hand, the church also is going to have revival and be resented, but it's not going to stop revival. It'll cause it to spread and to burn brighter than ever before. But it will be right here among evil men and women and a lot of evil that's going on in the earth. It will happen simultaneously. So don't be concerned about that. Amen.
There's something about our lives that we just can focus on. If it's good, we can focus on good. If it's bad, we can focus on bad. But sometimes it's hard for us to understand that even in the midst of difficulty, God's doing great things. I mean, think about it. He says, you can look, Romans chapter 1, verse 20, he says, you can look at the creation, you can look at how he's created everything. And through it, through his creation, you can see that it was created by an invisible God, that men are without excuse. So we can see, I mean, look at birthing. When a child is birthed into the world, you got the real horrific, you know, birthing pains and delivering that child. But at the same time, something is being birthed. Over and over again, you just look at the chain of life and how things work and how what you eat and what you don't eat and what eats other things. And it's just like, I think about that. I think about Paul. You know, Paul was ministering at a place and he said, a great door of opportunity. And I believe that's what's coming. That's what's right now. And that's what's coming to the church across the world, right where you are. A great door of opportunity that's coming. But he says also, and he says opportunity for him to be able to do ministry, but he also said, but with it, great persecution. So opportunity and persecution. In other words, you're doing everything right, but they're telling you you're doing everything wrong. You know, you're actually, you know, praising God and they say you're cursing God. Think about Jesus. Jesus is the Son of God. He is the Word of God. He's walking, but yet they called him Lucifer. So, I mean, if you're caught up in how people think of you, you have a fear of man. But if you're caught up in what heaven thinks about you, you got a fear of God. John Bevere writes in his book, The Fear of the Lord, he says, you serve what you fear. If you fear man, you serve man. If you fear God, you serve God. But you cannot fear man and serve God. So this is a day, as we're moving prophetically in this program, in a future program, to think about, you know, what does God have in store? This is so important because you're going to stand alone before the Lord. You know, we just had in our program, our last program, if you called, you got to catch it. As we look back at a prophetic encounter that took place at Morningstar, the Harvest Fest, where we had an encounter, talked about an encounter with Bob Jones. So he stood before the throne room of God. And he was so concerned when he was coming to the throne room of God because he thought, you know, am I going to make it? Am I going to make it? You know, and you can go back and watch that program. But this is the one thing God said to him. Did you learn to love? It all boils down to what you did, what happened with you. God gives every one of us different opportunities, whatever they are. Don't think about what other people have in their opportunities. What are your opportunities? But also, what are your persecutions? What is your difficulty? What is your struggle? And everybody has different struggles, but it boils down to a few basic things. You're trying to do good, and somebody or something's giving you a hard time. You're moving up, and they're calling you down. You're moving right, and they're calling you left. You know, you're doing things with good intentions and people say you're doing them with evil intentions. That's why you have to do them for God. And I'm excited about it because if you understand this, when everything's quaking and shaking, you can say, you know what? God has tilled the soil and great things are going to happen. The Lord never leaves us. He never forsakes us. He's always with us. Therefore, what do we have to worry about? What can man do to us? Because when it all ends in this life, we're standing before Him, as we talked about in a previous program. And that's why I wrote the book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success. The genesis of that book was an encounter that I had with God, or God had with me, in regards to showing me that a great harvest is coming, a great harvest, and that it's going to take great wealth to be able to transfer, to be able to pay for this harvest. I mean, think about 1 billion plus souls coming into the kingdom of God. I mean, that's just intense finance. But also, that God showed me that when His glory comes down and His glory touches us, then all of a sudden people are going to want to give to be able to just honor God. But in that's going to pay for the harvest that's coming, all the things that have to happen. But it's a great wealth transfer taking place. And so I wrote the book to understand is that so we can be ready for this difficult struggle coming in the midst of why it's happening. We can have great success. And God has called you to have success. I heard recently that the Second Great Awakening, maybe it was Charles Finney, whoever it was that was preaching specifically, I think his primary focus was God's given you talents. What are you doing with your talents that God has given you? What He's given you gifts. What are you doing with them? He's going to hold you accountable for being able to get interest to give Him not just back what He gave you, but whatever He gave you, what did you do with that? So this entire book, I Will Fight, 10 Strategies for Your Success, is focused on that to give you some specific tools. So, you know, go to vfnkb.com. As a matter, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give the book to you for free. You know, you pay for the shipping, I'll just give it to you for free. Go to vfnkb.com and get your free copy today. As a matter of fact, you even have other things available to you there as well. I want you to succeed and be a part of the great success, focused on the victory and not the storms that are taking place simultaneously. Storms kind of break up the hard hearts. Storms break up the hard soil. You know, it's difficult. We go through them. But you notice after a storm, once that particular place recovers, it's so much better than it was before. I know that, you know, when I, October 2016, the Lord spoke to me specifically, and I'm not being political here, but He showed me that President Trump will be the President of the United States. He showed me, He had me with President Obama and President Trump, and He showed me the transition and showed me that, you know, that people will be get the White House back, and we've been seeing that take place. But He showed me also, he took me and gave me a journal, a big blank journal, and said, write down everything that you see that's taking place in President Trump's administration. You know what is happening? He is being buffeted on every single side. I mean, there's never been probably an individual under that much distress and that much attack. I mean, just things are just being made up, anything's, and none of them are working. All these things are not working. And in the midst of that, he's actually succeeding greater than any past president. It's the biggest economy we've ever had. More people that are employed that's ever been employed before. The greatest African-American unemployment rate ever. More Asian, more women, more Americans are being employed. Industry's coming. Stock market's higher than it's ever been before, which means your retirement plans are better than it's ever been before. Where our military's strongest. The ISIS caliphate is dealt with. But guess what? You're hearing all these terrible things happening. He has this canon ability, this ability, I mean, to be able to focus on what he feels that he's called to do, to be the president of the United States. And despite all the media and all the people coming against him, he's still succeeding. Well, God specifically told me, and this is just like Pastor John Kilpatrick's talking about, we got to be able to focus on what God, you got to have a clear vision. What has God called you to do? What talents has he given you? Where are you connected? You need to be rightly related to a group of believers, a church family that loves you and loves God, that you can walk this thing out. You want to be fruitful in the season of your life. And so we want to be like that. When all the stuff buffeting us and coming against us, you know, and many people will fall away because of that, but you want to be found faithful to God. So I just thank God for Pastor John Kilpatrick, you know, sharing that prophetic word.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at vfnkb.com. And don't forget about our VFN KB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at vfnkb.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program where we're keeping the conversation light.